Hey, Mitzi! Mitz!
What?
Come here! I'm getting ready to record.
Okay.
Okay, I have to run to the bathroom really quick.
Okay.
Don't do anything with the microphone while I am away, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll be right back. Just wait right there, okay?
The Berenstain and Bears Night to Remember. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, the Berenstain and Bearcast. I'm your host, Misty Gonzalez Gravitz, and today we're talking about the Berenstain and Bears Night to Remember from 1986. Well, this is a book about basically digging up armors and putting it together and it being a curse, whoever builds it. And so they had to find, like, what was making it and, like, how it got, why did it be cursed? It was from animals, and so they had to see until they found a way, and the animals could stay. It was a very good book, I should say. Well, it's good drawing, I should say, but the broken part where you hang all the little things is a elephant foot, basically. So that is creepy. That's not a very good drawing. A bone is have split wishes. I don't know what it is, but it's very...
Mitz?
What?
Mitz?
What?
Are you recording a podcast?
Yeah.
I told you not to record the podcast. Well, now you're halfway done. Okay, well, goodness. Did you already tell them what book we're doing?
Yeah.
Berenstain Bears Night to Remember?
Uh-huh.
Did you tell them that it's from 1986?
Uh-huh.
Did you tell them what it's about?
Uh-huh.
Is it okay if I help out a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to guest, okay? I'll be your guest. All right, well, here. The Berenstain Bears, A Night to Remember, or, I'm sorry, I got the title wrong. It's The Berenstain Bears,
Night to Remember,
is actually an adaptation of a story from the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
This was originally an episode of the 1985 cartoon series that I've never seen. Because I can't find it anywhere online. I can't find it on YouTube. I can't find it anywhere. So I'm going to say, if anyone out there has ever seen this episode, please let me know. Because I'd really like to see this episode and talk about that. I can say that it's kind of a dumb story.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the idea is that actual factual and the cubs dig up a suit of armor.
Yeah. I explained that. I said they really were like going on a hunt and they and Sister Bear dig up a suit of armor.
And it has a curse on it.
Yeah. And it basically he just has the curse and
now let's talk about this archaeological dig. They volunteer to go on an archaeological dig, right? And
the first dig when Sister dig, she found a head of armor.
Yeah, the first thing the sister does is she sticks her shovel in the dirt and finds a suit of armor. Let me also note this is none of this archaeological dig is mapped out. There's no line set up. There's no grid. It's just a big ditch, and they're all digging in random places with huge shovels and pickaxes. And the armor looks like it's already mostly out of the ground. Do you know where you usually don't find suits of armor? Buried in sand. You don't find suits of armor, especially since our actual factual says it looks to be a medieval suit of armor with a battle axe and chains. And the curse is written on the axe. It says that whoever disturbs the armored suit will suffer a medieval curse. Written in English.
You should read it.
It's okay. You want me to read it?
Yeah.
It says, tongue of toad, eye of newt, he who disturbs this armored suit shall shiver and shake, and what is worse, shall suffer a medieval curse. And actual factual doesn't think there's really a curse, does he?
Yeah.
No. Because he's actual factual.
Yeah.
He's a scientist. So they get really excited because they think it's going to be a great exhibit for the museum.
Yeah. So they set it up, and then people are like, ooh. And then they put a kids' sign since it's too creepy.
Right. So what happens is they set up the suit of armor, and the first thing it does is it drops its axe and cuts
food.
It cuts one of the crumpets in half.
Yeah.
A crumpet.
A hand used to be closed and then opened.
What?
The hand used to be closed and it opened. That's why the axe fell.
Yeah. And
sister, and he saw the hand did that, and sister saw eyes.
Right, so sister saw eyes in the suit of armor, and brother said, oh, they'd let go of the axe, and actual factual is like, nonsense!
Yeah.
And,
that was just an accident!
But what happens that night?
He hears a clink, 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 bang.
Yeah, because actual factual lives in the museum.
Uh-huh.
And, he hears the suit of armor tromping around upstairs while he's trying to sleep in his actual factual bachelor pad. And then he goes upstairs to investigate, and what happens?
The suit of armor comes Corum and the chains are clink, clink, clink.
The suit of armor lunges at him and he runs out of the museum screaming into the night. What does he scream?
We have to cancel.
We must cancel the exhibit. to all and sundry. And so he does cancel the exhibit and the cubs come to investigate.
Yeah.
And what do?
Well, they put up the armor and they trick him. And so he wants to come out, but he trips.
What does he trip on?
The train and all the animals come tumbling out.
Wait, what animals come tumbling out?
All of the animals come tumbling out.
Come tumbling out of what?
The suit of armor.
Wait, there are animals in a suit of armor?
Yeah.
What kind of animals?
Spiders and squirrels and bats and birds.
So what ended up happening was he found out that the armor wasn't really alive. It was simply stuffed full of spiders and squirrels. And bats and birds. Uh-huh. Now let's...
And a mouse.
And a mouse. So, presumably...
And silk from the spider.
Well. Right. Oh, yeah. So the silk from the spider was holding the suit of armor together the whole
and
time.
And they pulled it to make the armor move.
Right, right. So the idea is that this suit of armor was buried underground.
Yeah.
And these animals, squirrels and spiders, bats and birds...
And mouse.
And a mouse. were just living in this suit of armor that was buried underground.
Yeah.
The whole time.
And sand.
In the sand.
That's not where you usually find armor.
And that's not where you usually find bats and birds and mouse. Squirrels. Maybe spiders.
Yeah. And mouses.
Maybe mouses, yes.
Yeah.
But they're presumably all stuffed. They're stuffed to the gills in this suit of armor. Not unlike the famous children's book, The Mitten, where the animals are all inside the one mitten.
And it gets really big and the grandma sees... That one is small and one is big.
Right. And what happened? What does Sister Bear do?
She chats to the animals.
She chats with the animals. And
like Sophia. She like has an animal and talks to the animals.
That's right. And what deal do they strike?
That they can perform.
The animals are going to stay living in the suit of armor and they're going to pretend to move. They're going to move the suit of armor around and people will love it and they'll come from miles around. Huh. And do they?
Yes.
Right. So, this book was based on a TV show, and you can tell it's not a regular Berenstain Bears story. Brother and sister are kind of the Bart and Lisa Simpson of this show. They're the wacky brother and sister pair who befriend everyone and solve the mysteries. But it doesn't make any sense. You don't ever find out why the suit of armor was buried. You don't ever find out why the animals were living in it. You don't ever find out who wrote the curse on the battle axe. You don't find out anything.
And if it was, that'd be a cooler story.
It would be a cooler story. I expected to find out that it was a prank, that maybe like Too Tall Grizzly had buried the, I can't think of it, Raffish Ralph. I thought maybe it was going to be like a hoax by someone. But no, you're led to believe this actually was a suit of armor that Sister Bear found.
And the animals can write in English.
Right. Did the animals write that on the battle axe? You don't know? I don't know either.
I guess so.
It's a really weird book. And you know what? I don't even know. It says by Stan and Jan Berenstain. And I'm inclined to believe they may have done the layouts. But the bears look very not Stan and Jan Berenstain-y. I can't tell.
I think like they like did the writing since the writing is good. The drawing.
Yeah. I mean, Stan and Jan did a lot of the scripts for the show, or they're credited with a lot of the scripts for the show.
Yeah.
So I'm inclined to believe it just doesn't strike me as a story they wrote. Maybe they did. I don't know.
I don't know.
But
I think they wrote it and then someone else did the layout, since the bearers are not Stan and Jan or Mike.
They don't look like Stan or Jan or Mike.
Mm.
No, their eyes are very big. Yeah. They look cartoony. And
yeah.
I'm not saying it looks bad. I actually think this is a nice enough looking book. It looks like a Berenstain Bears book, but I'm not quite sure on its pedigree. But you can find, and I have to remember, it is a large book. It's about the size of the Bears Almanac.
Yeah.
It's hardback, and I don't know if it was ever published in paperback, but I found mine in hardback, and I got it for real cheap. I think I got it for 50 cents. You can find copies of this. You can find copies of this online used. It seems to have been a fairly common book. Mine's in really good shape. You know, for a kid's book. It's got a few nicks and scratches, but, you know what? When I got this book and I first read it, I didn't like it. But then I read it to you. I didn't think it was very good. But then I read it to you a few times, and I did like it.
You read it only two. That's this time.
I'd read it to you two times.
Yep.
And I ended up liking it more. Mm. It's...
Sometimes you're not really used to things, then you get, like, used to them. But remember when, like, you had to take... I saw the guy. Remember when he was writing movies?
Who?
It was Adam Keese. The doctors preferred that he had to, like, have a mask so it didn't look weird. Or...
Are you talking about Roger Ebert?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Mitzi's talking about having to get used to things like Roger Ebert wanted people to get used to how he looked after he lost his lower jaw to cancer. So, if we learn nothing else from this experience, it is that sometimes you have to get used to things to normalize them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I got used to the Berenstain Bears Night to Remember.
And you're used to, like, all of them, basically.
Right. She learned a lesson from Roger Ebert, which is sometimes things are different, but you can get used to them and everyone can be... That was a wonderful lesson to learn from Roger Ebert.
Actually, you know already that.
What?
I actually know already that, like, I see people usually wear one thing and then, like, do it for a couple of days and I get used to it.
And then you get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm like, I don't like this until, like, a couple of days. Like, I like this.
So, would you recommend people buy this book?
Yeah.
You think it's good? Would you like me to read it to you again sometime?
Sure.
Great. That's Berenstain Bears Night to Remember. It's
so you know that... Basically, animals do not live underground, and that there's basically no curse.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Alive.
Don't use this book as, like, an educational tool.
Yeah.
Don't, like, try to learn about anything.
Don't use this book as, like, a book, like, to, like, learn in school.
Right. No, if you take this book and try to learn about the medieval armor or about archaeological digs or animal behavior, you'll fail.
Yes, that is not true.
You'll get bad, bad grades.
Yes.
Yes.
Bad, bad grades.
The only class you should maybe use this book in is if you had to write a book report about a very short book. Because it is a very short book.
And about, like, creepy monsters.
Right, right. Yeah. And you think there's a creepy monster, but there's not.
Nope.
Right.
Just animals, like, that would be weird. And how do they write in English?
Well, Mitzi, thank you so much for starting my podcast.
You're welcome.
Even though I told you not to.
Yeah, I know.
But where can we find you online? Do you have your own website?
No.
Do you have your own Twitter account?
No.
Do you have your own Facebook?
No.
Do you have Instagram?
No.
Hmm. Well, you can find us online at berenstainbearcast.wordpress.com. You can find us on Twitter at bstainbearcast. Yes. You can find us on Facebook at Deep in Bear Country. You can please go to iTunes and listen to us. There you can
rate good reviews.
Yes, please give us good reviews. And guess what? We are now on, finally, because I finally got around to it. We are now on Google Play's podcast. So if you use Google Play Music, you can find our podcast there. And I don't know if you can review things there. I don't know how that works, but, we're also on Stitcher, or you can write to us at berenstainbearcast@gmail.com. Mitzi, do you have anything else to say to the people?
Try not to get bad dreams from that book.
Try not to get bad dreams from this book.
And I usually get bad dreams from scary things.
That is very good advice.
Yes.
And for everyone else, we will see you next time, deep in bear country.